Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Stop Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Tom Zachary.
How are you today, Tom?
Oh, pretty good.
What can I do for
I
you
got
today?
an email, I got an email from you guys about, let's say, Get to Know Us, How Archtop's Construction Process Works. And I clicked over to your website and I decided to sign up. And I got all the way through the order. And then when I clicked Create Account, it said something about some kind of error and I needed to call you guys.
Oh, interesting. What is your service address, please?
50, that's 50 Spring Street, Kingston, 12401.
Perfect. Okay. Okay, no worries. So I do see you here in our system, and just in the event that we need to get a hold of you, what is the best phone number? I want to make sure it's up to date.
408-623-8829.
Perfect. So I'm seeing that your in-service date is December 15th. I'm wondering if the error was because maybe it was planning on getting you scheduled, but then realized that the in-service date was December 15th.
That's fine. Well, I can do this. You know, we don't have to do it now. Anytime.
Yeah, so typically what will happen is once December 15th comes around, we will be reaching out to you to get you scheduled for your install.
Okay.
Okay.
And the other thing I noticed, I clicked on a plan that said it was regularly $99, but it was a $10 discount to $89. But when it got through the process, it didn't reflect the discount.
Okay, bear with me. Let me just go ahead and take a look at that. So I do see that you have the auto pay active. Let me just see if, and it is with the checking, so it will reflect. The only thing is that the billing cycle doesn't start until the date of install.
Sure.
So you're not going to see anything like that as of right now. But yes, if you selected the 2 gig, which is normally 99, with the auto pay and paperless billing, which I do see you have paperless billing, that will be $89.99 since you used your checking account to set up auto pay.
Okay. I think I put it on my credit card, but I'm okay to do it on the checking account. I think I did this once before, actually.
It's showing as it's a checking account.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the problem. I probably had already set something up, and it didn't like getting two of them.
That is very possible. Let me see when it was set up. Oh, it shows that you set it up back in August.
Okay. All right.
So now that would make a little bit more sense.
Yeah. As long as I've got you on the line, how do I figure out if I'm going to need a Wi-Fi extender?
So that will ultimately be up to you and your Archtop Fiber technician on the date of install. So what will happen is based on how large your home is, and if you don't mind providing me with that information, that would also be great. Typically, anywhere between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, we do recommend 1 to 2 Wi-Fi extenders. If you're closer to the 1,000 square feet or 1,100 square feet, then you would most likely only need one. If you're closer to that 2,500 range, then we do recommend 2. The first one right now is included in your price, which is great. And then if you needed any additionals, it would be $8 per month. Per extender.
And the installer can take care of that at the time.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about 2,800 square feet, but it's a 4 square, so it's 2 floors square.
Okay.
Minimum distances is all I'm saying.
Yeah, so what's the minimum distance in square footage from where the router would technically be to the end of the house?
Okay.
Yeah, so that's really what to take into consideration. Sometimes, depending on the building materials used in your home, it can also interfere with the Wi-Fi signal. For example, I have a house that was built in 1900, and my internet cuts out when I get to the kitchen. Even though I'm like 15 feet away, but that's because the kitchen, the bathroom, and one of my children's bedrooms is technically an addition. So the wall between the kitchen and dining room and the wall between the bathroom and the dining room were all outside walls.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so yeah, that makes that it a little bit more difficult for my Wi-Fi signal to get through.
But I do, my house is old and I do have lath and plaster walls. Otherwise, it's all wood.
Oh, yeah, then the wood shouldn't be a problem. Really, it's like metal that you have to worry about. Metal may interfere with it.
And I guess that's about it. All right. Well, I'm anxious to get this done. So,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And once the 15th comes around, we'll be reaching out to you for scheduling your install.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Is there anything else that I might be able to answer for you today?
Well, I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, in that case, Tom, thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic afternoon and a great weekend, too.
I hope you do, too. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.